This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? G's a big timer, a social misfit. Clueless to the title of the biggest fuss-gag hits. Yep. Chuck Muncie's goons have the last say, so thanks for your time, Mr. Mayo. Danger likes his cold ones and he likes his bears. But this is Rochester, cute princessa.
Mobile kiss.
He's critical of Sean, he's critical of Al.
Of course he married Sandy, cause she's Italian.
Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
Finishing the month of October strong. Just strong.
Are we having candy power rankings today, Danger? That's become the tradition. Or is that tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, breaking news in the sports bar. I've got some breaking Halloween.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
And we welcome you into the sports bar, by the way. Thank you for listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950, the Fan Rochester, and the free-to-download Odyssey app. And a special shout out to everybody watching the Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester and on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. If you're new to the show, when news breaks, we have that sounder of legendary Yankees Hall of Famer John Sterling getting clocked by a foul ball. He was okay. He's okay. God bless that man. And that's our breaking news. Breaking Halloween news. I come home last night after the show. Mm-hmm. I look on the dining room table right next to the front door where candy will be distributed tomorrow night. Full-size candy bars.
No, wait a second.
Full-size candy bars. The person I'm worried about offending the most, believe it or not, with this power move that my wife has pulled off, is your better-looking, more successful brother, Kevin, who is the chief, if I'm not mistaken, North Greece Fire Department.
You just pulled a McDermott. You knew he was the chief.
I didn't want to screw up his title, but I thought he was the chief.
He's the chief,
Traditionally, the fire truck comes through the neighborhood, and it's a rush of kids to the fire truck because the fire truck's always handing out the free candy bars. I'm not trying to one-up your better-looking, more successful brother, Kevin, with this move. But I feel pretty good about this move.
Well, what you brought up yesterday with Mike Leone, and Mike Leone is on the full bar bandwagon too, and good for him. If you go to Coach Leone's house tomorrow night, you're going to get the full bar. His wife really does up Halloween, the Amherst head coach. It's cheaper to buy the full bar than it is like a bag? I find that hard to believe, Danger.
I think you can get the full bars in bulk, just like you buy bags in bulk. And what you might find in doing so is that it might actually be more cost-effective to buy the appropriate amount of full-size treats rather than the giant feed bags of fun-size treats. And eventually, what are you left with? This is the thing that drives me nuts year in and year out. You're left with a bag or two of fun-size treats that I don't want in the house. I have no willpower. I will eat all of that candy, get it out of here, return it to the point of purchase if you need to. I don't even know if you can return Halloween candy. I don't want it. So I'm thinking if we're giving out full-size bars, less waste, which I'm a big fan of. I don't want to waste anything. Give it to the kids. Let them have fun. And the only thing that has me concerned is that our house gets egged, not by kids, but by the other parents in the neighborhood who are upset that we're handing out full, that we're setting such a prestigious standard in the neighborhood.
I would have another concern. Like, what if, I don't know, somebody came up and ding dong, you know, boy, that's a big looking kid there, dressed as Grimace.
I'd be like, we're at Yankee's house tonight.
Would you be wondering, like, is this really a kid or is this my co-host trying to scam and get full candy bars here?
No, you wouldn't do that. You would send your young adult son to the front door to do your dirty work for you. Kyle, go get a full-size candy bar. And while you're at it, go over to Uncle Kevin's house and get a full-size candy bar from him, too. He's the one driving the fire truck through the neighborhood.
We're not doing the full-size candy, but I'm never going to go just one. I'll do, like, okay, a couple, or let you pick a couple, you know, if I'm at the door there. And I don't like to be the ones where, oh, hey, we're not home, but help yourself kind of thing. That's not,
No, I'm with you. Usually I get relegated to going out with the kids, and now my kids are, you know, I kind of miss it. The kids are old, and you know, one's 20, one's 15. The 15-year-old is going, Lexi's going trick-or-treating with some of her friends. I don't think she's in our neighborhood, but they don't need parental supervision, and if they have it, it's going to be with her friend's parents in another neighborhood and not with me. So this might be the first time in a long while that I've been tasked with candy distribution. And I'm feeling pretty good about handing out the full-size candy bars for the first time ever in our house.
Well, the weather is exquisite today. It's going to be the same tomorrow. 76 tomorrow, which, I don't know, when you were a kid, wasn't that fun? Like, hey, we're going to go for the, we're going to beat our own record. And then we're going to beat our record from last year. And then you're just going to try to stay out as long as you could.
Weather is a factor.
Yeah.
The elements are a factor. Yeah. If you've got good weather like you have tomorrow night, yeah, I'm expecting a massive haul. Stay out. Stay out as long as it takes. Break records and come home with a massive haul.
I'm trying to figure out, do I want to go just the kind route and a few IPAs, or am I going the box wine route? Yes, it's a Thursday. Not typically, you know, I'm normally reserved for the weekends, but it's Halloween, right? Like you can put the drink down when the kids are coming up.
Difference between you and me, you're looking for excuses like, oh, it's the week. I probably, during the weeknight, for me, I don't need an excuse. What day is it? Oh, today is Wednesday. Okay, what are we having? What do we got? Oh, we have an IPA from our friends at Three Heads. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe a glass of brown. Maybe I'll pour a little brown liquid tonight. Boxed wine? Sure. We'll mix in a glass of boxed wine as well.
Well, I live under different circumstances in the evening, Danger. The executive producer might be looking at me like, really? Really? Like,
you're getting judged.
Out. Yeah, I get judged constantly. I get judged on the show. I get a grade when I come home.
This explains a lot.
Yeah.
This explains a lot. We have to remove this judgment, this cloud of judgment over you and allow the true Gene Battaglia to come out. Gene Battaglia, who was free of all judgment this past weekend, the weekend of Gene. How did that feel? That had to have felt liberating.
It was great. I kept the house cold and dark the way I like it. Beasley seemed
cold
seemed
and dark up. Like your soul.
Yeah, and just stayed up very late on Saturday just watching sports.
Yeah.
Not. I know. I lead a wild life there.
I don't want to tip my hat with the power rankings, the candy power rankings. We'll do them tomorrow, but there was a little packet in my travels today of Nerds clusters that just about knocked me on my ass. They were fantastic. You know, I'm a sugar guy more than I am a chocolate guy.
Mm.
So in my power rankings, they're going to be slightly skewed. The sugar stuff is going to always trump the peanut butter cups or the Snickers bars. Almond Joy by Mike Leone. Yes, he put Almond Joy in his power rankings. Almond Joy? That's disgusting. What are we doing with that?
Almond Joy is the menthol cigarette of candy. Like, you like it, and you know no one's going to bum one off you.
Oh, there's a strategy there. Yeah, okay. I'm like Eddie Murphy here, and I'm pointing at my head. Yeah. You see how that works? We're excited. And like I said, it feels like the month is ending so strong. I can't believe it's the end of October. I can't believe we have all of this action and it this unbelievable weather to boot. I'm excited for tonight because I'm getting extra time in the garage, in the garagio, the screening garage. I was hearing it. I was hearing it at home. When are you going to put all that furniture away? When can we start parking our cars in the garage again? I said, not so fast. Not so fast. Just wait.
it wasn't a matter of you being lazy, not wanting to do the work, procrastinating. You knew we would have nice weather.
I was holding out hope. Yeah. I'm like, let me get through the World Series. Let's see if we can get through the World Series.
Let's get to daylight savings first.
Daylight savings is good.
That's what I always like. Okay, daylight savings means, all right, you're kind of limited in your grilling, but we're not there yet, so... Tonight is elite. Sit, go in the garage, yo, tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is fantastic here. And yes, we do get a game five tonight, and maybe the Dodgers finish this off tonight. Certainly, it has been a wealth of sports talk content today. What happened last night? We welcome your calls at 866-4FAN, 866-432.
All right, before we get to last night's festivities at Yankee Stadium, let's set the table here. We're going to talk to Cover One's Greg Thompson. He joins us at 425. And there's some interesting things to note here with the Buffalo Bills, and I'm glad we have Greg on today. We've talked a little bit this week on the heels of the performance of James Cook in Seattle. I keep thinking to myself, is this going to be the player that alters the Bills' positional value strategy? Will they eventually say, we're going to pay a running back because he is elite at his position?
Or is he elite? Honestly, or could you get somebody that would be the same production? I think that we still have some time, mind you, but...
Oh, of course.
When you look at what's coming up next, we know the next guy up is going to be Rousseau because they use the fifth-year tender, and you really don't want him going into a year five if he's doing... At some point this offseason, you would figure they sit down, but then one after that. It's the draft class where your first-round pick... Sounds mean to call him a bust, but you're not using the fifth round tender on Kyrie Elam. But holy cow, look at everything else in that class. You look at Terrell Bernard. You look at Christian Benford. You look at Khalil Shakir. This is the core that is winning games for Buffalo. Yes, it's Josh Allen. He's fantastic, but it's this young core. So Cook is part of that. But Danger, I'm looking at the pecking order. I'm like, yeah, he's fourth on the list. I'm sorry. Greg Thompson, who is with Cover One, and he's their capologist.
Yeah.
We're going to bring him on today and talk about that and certainly get his thoughts on the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, is there anything to be worried about this coming summer?
Well, I think when we have him on, we have two things we can also discuss. We're not just roster management of the future with all of these star players that the Bills are going to have to take care of, but what about the immediate future, the trade deadline on Tuesday? And if I'm not mistaken, right now, as it stands, I think the Bills are at 52 men on their roster.
Yes, but that's Von Miller coming back.
But is there an exemption to Von Miller that they can use?
There is if they don't activate him. But the assumption is, okay, he's here, and like he could get 1 week of working out and everything else. So it's a little bit of a loophole danger, but there's nothing.
I'm just wondering if Brandon Bean is doing some work in the lab.
Oh, I think the ship has sailed for the Dolphins here as far as who you might trade and get in that 53rd spot this week. One practice is in the books. They'll have two more. So if they made that trade yesterday, sure. But when we get to next Tuesday, and some people will be like, oh, my next Tuesday, let me talk. No, we're going to talk at the trade deadline next Tuesday. That's all we care about here in the sports bar. That is what next Tuesday is about. What do the Bills do? Or are they going to just sit pat? Stand pat, as I'm mixing my metaphors. Honestly, I don't know. That's why we're bringing on Greg today, another reason. And last year, we didn't think the Bills would do anything. And voila, they came up with a pretty decent corner, too. Russell Douglas for virtually nothing.
We'll also be joined later on this hour. Give us about 10 minutes or so, and the host of BetQL Daily, I'm sorry, BetQL's Send It In will be stopping by. That's PJ Glasser, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. There's no shortage of action, of course, in college and pro football this weekend, and PJ is going to help us make some money. His thoughts on Ohio State, Penn State, Bills, Dolphins, Lions, Packers, we'll get his takes and his leans on the biggest matchups this weekend in college and pro football. That's PJ Glasser at 325.
To me, like PJ Glasser, that is just like the appetizer for the weekend. It's like, oh, hey, here it comes. And, oh, this is the week we get Penn State, Ohio State, or finally the Nittany Lions going to get over. We'll talk to PJ coming up here shortly.
We also have a couple of chances for you this afternoon to win free tickets to see Dweezil Zappa. That's Frank Zappa's kid. Remember Dweezil Zappa from the 80s? Dude is like a killer guitar player. He's coming to Kodak Center on April 15th, 2025. And tickets go on sale this coming Friday, 10 a.m. You can win them before you can buy them. We'll have a couple of chances for you to see Dweezil Zappa. My guitar wants to kill your mama. That was one of his songs from the 80s that I remember vividly in my hair metal music phase. My guitar wants to kill your mama.
You cannot win these tickets, Dave.
I really, really would. I would. You cannot. I'm intrigued. Dweezil Zappa tickets this afternoon on The Fan as well. You can pull up a stool and join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. And we love our regulars engaging with us on X at The Fan Rochester. And as I mentioned earlier, we've got the chat rooms open both on YouTube and Twitch for our live video streams, our channel at The Fan Rochester.
Austin Capobianco.
Hey! Of course this guy tried to disrupt Game 4 at Yankee Stadium because he's our
territory. This is our territory. Look, umpire, look. The wall is here.
They were violating our space. This is our space. You can't come into our space. Let me tell you something. If you can't find joy in what these knuckleheads did last night, I don't know what's wrong with you. Is what they did right? No, of course it's not right. Everybody, there's such a big difference between how, when this went down with the mayor kid, remember, or Bartman.
Yeah.
You remember how that was viewed, and everybody wagged their finger. And the difference between society then versus society now, and I know it's not completely apples to apples, but Bartman went into hiding because of all the abuse he took, and I know it's a different scenario. These guys will have a podcast by the end of the week, sponsored by Barstool. These guys will be heroes, cult heroes for years to come for what they did last night.
And if it was against their own team, they'd be going to hiding too. Like
maybe.
That's the difference. But I think the mayor thing is a little more interesting. That's the comparison. And you know, it's kind of a generational thing because I put this out on X and actually on also on Facebook and I tagged Danger and to think Mike Danger calls us Met fans misfits and I got a picture of this and you know these were some of the reactions. Brad writing in, pathetic jerk, pay big bucks for a ticket and get kicked out of the stadium in the first inning. Brandon, that guy probably paid $1,200 for that ticket and saw less than an inning of baseball. Lou writing in, I'm a Yankee fan. On behalf of all of us, we disown this fella. Do you?
No. I think it's hilarious. And there's a plot twist to this story, and I want to believe this. It has to be true. Gronk was on the Kay Adams show.
Okay.
Gronk knows these guys. Gronk went to school with these guys. These guys went to University of Arizona. They were like club hockey players. He's like, oh, yeah, they're animals. They are wild dudes. They're a lot of fun. I'm not saying what they did was right, but I understand that's who they are.
Well,
Gronk.
Just like the Bartman incident, it's like they didn't come looking for trouble, but here comes destiny in the form of a foul ball. And Bartman is just a oblivious, and he's not realizing he's interfering from the play.
Yeah. No, these guys knew what they were doing.
They knew
they were protecting their turf.
They could have. Honestly, Danger, they could have caught that ball, and that is not fan interference. If it's in foul territory and the fan bats it away, difference is Betts makes a hell of a play.
Yeah.
And then the difference is, okay, one guy is holding on to Betts' hand while the other guy is gleefully ripping open.
What I love about it is that both of those guys at that moment cared more and wanted it more than anybody in the Yankees dugout did. Those guys wanted it more than anybody. And they got it. And the Yankees get the win and they extend the series. And
These guys, like, if they end up, imagine the scenario where the Yankees turn the ship around.
Can you imagine?
These we will guys remember will be this leading play. The parade. Yep. They're down 2-0 at this point.
That's right.
Freddie Freeman.
Again.
Daddy, got again. You again. Also, stop pitching to Freddie Freeman. You moron.
I have a take. I hope everybody is sitting down. This might come off as a little hot take-ish, so please forgive me in advance, but I'm willing to allow you to have the conversation about Freddie Freeman being the series MVP. I think he's deserved it. He's earned it at this point. Just maybe.
He's minus 1,900. Like, if the Dodgers, like, what was even the value?
So, the likelihood of a Game 6 has never happened, right, in the World Series. If you're up 3-0, I think Game 5 has been forced a handful of times, maybe like once or twice, but never a Game 6. I think that's the stat I remember hearing or seeing. So, look, the likelihood that it even gets back to L.A., I think, is already pretty slim. But going into tonight, at minimum, you could say, hey, the Yankees aren't dead, and they certainly have momentum. Their bats came alive last night.
The Yankees have their guy on the mound.
That's right.
That being Gerrit Cole. But what the Yankees, and I don't know if you could fix all this, and Smoltz said it perfectly. Like, when they are hitting, it covers up a lot of other stuff. By stuff, I mean crap. Bad base running.
Yeah.
Bad managerial decisions. Sloppy, fundamental baseball. Like, how is it that, hey, Anthony Volpe, Grand Slam. You need a microcosm of that? He doesn't hit the Grand Slam. How do you not score on a double when you're on second?
Masked some serious base running deficiencies earlier in the game.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And the only reason that was a double was because, well, he couldn't get home and Austin Wells couldn't get the third. That should have been a triple. So, therefore, you actually cost yourself a run because on the ground out, well, that should have not been scoring Volpe. That should have been scoring Wells.
I'll say this, I don't know if Dodgers fans feel the way about Dave Roberts the way Yankee fans feel about Boone, but I think they maybe should. Like, it feels as if both of these franchises, both of these organizations who are meeting in this World Series, it was supposed to be this epic clash of the two best teams, and it's been kind of largely disappointing from an entertainment standpoint. I mean, it's just been blowout after blowout and mistakes and poor managerial decisions. And Roberts maybe not so much as Boone, but if you're a Dodger fan, do you feel the way about Roberts the way we know Yankee fans already feel about Boone?
No. I mean, maybe at some point if you're looking at you've had this talent and you got one World Series championship to show for the 2020, but they've been in positions.
2020 is an asterisk year for me.
I mean, they got robbed by everybody points to the Astros robbing the Yankees. It's the Astros against the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. You can all kind of look that up too. So that kind of has an asterisky feel to it, that particular World Series. But no, I think that actually Roberts last night is doing the right thing. The Yankees are up big. Okay, I've got three games. I'm going to save all my best relievers. Sorry, you're not going to see anything. So he that schlub Knack. I'm like, okay, the Mets feasted on him. Honeywell, who looks like he should be pitching in Long Island somewhere, that guy. It's like, yeah, those are the guys you're throwing out there.
I call Honeywell's hair the top ramen. That is some exquisite salad.
It took 1989.
Yeah, he's got some top ramen. That's not arugula. That's top ramen that he's sporting out there. So we have a game five tonight, and I'm excited because it's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful day in Rochester, and the garage, the screened-in garage, gets to live for another night. I know we have plenty of you that are listening that have plans to enjoy the game one way or the other. Hopefully you have the chance to do it with fresh air in your life. I know Brian in East Hilton has his backyard bar with the big screen TV ready to go, I'm sure. Maybe not a rooting interest because he's a Red Sox fan, but
does make you want to set a life goal of having one of those outdoor kitchen / kind of comfy bars.
Just a place to hang out.
Our guy Tim at work here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like just a little overhang. He's got the outdoor heater. I mean, that's all you need. Mm-hmm. Now, you celebrate that now, and 3 weeks from now, you're like, oh, yeah, that would.
Just remember the good times. Remember the good times 3 weeks from now when we're all freezing again. PJ Glasser is the host of Send It In on the BetQL Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. He'll share his favorite plays from college and pro football next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper has a wrist injury. He was seen working off to the side at today's practice. In fact, the practice report just out. Limited today, Terrell Bernard, Cooper, Reggie Gilliam, and Curtis Samuel. The only player not practicing, guard Alec Anderson for personal reasons. Head coach Sean McDermott on the Dolphins offense.
Yeah, I think they're back to being that offense that we know. And so explosive, so dynamic, so potent in what they do and how they do things. I think Coach McDaniel does a great job of putting them into great positions. And so they're very tough.
What does our expert have to say about this game? PJ Glaser, BetQL, joining us next year in the Sports Bar. Game 5 of the World Series tonight. The Yankees sending Garrett Cole to Dodgers, countering with Jack Flaherty. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan. Rochester.
We're going to get PJ Glasser's favorite plays in college pro football this weekend. Odyssey Sports betting insider PJ Glasser joins us. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. But PJ, before we talk football, hey, man, we got a game 5 tonight, and I mentioned it earlier, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm willing to go out on a limb and say Freddie Freeman should be considered MVP of this series. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a hot take you got there,
yeah,
Danger.
Yeah,
you know. He's, three homers this series, one of the most iconic moments in World Series history with the walk-off grand slam in Game 1. He's been unbelievable. And, if you just bet his home run price throughout the series, you've been making a killing. It's plus 575 tonight on BetMGM for him to go deep, but certainly the MVP. I think the only way that he doesn't win it is obviously if the Yankees, make this a deep series. If we go the full 7 games and somebody emerges, then maybe somebody else gets it, but it's Freddie's award, especially if the Dodgers win tonight.
Yeah, Garrett Cole, Jack Flaherty, anything worth playing here tonight as we're all watching here, PJ?
It's going to be an interesting game, guys. Honestly, the Dodgers have been getting off to such good starts in this series, especially the last 3 games. And, I've just been kind of waiting. Last night I liked the over because the Dodgers went with a bullpen game. And in the 3 previous games they did that in the postseason, it was really high scoring. Cole and Flaherty both pitched in Game 1. Both guys had a lot of success. That was a low-scoring game through the first 6 innings. So I don't want to touch the total. What I'm going to do, honestly, is I'm just going to kind of wait to bet this game live. Obviously, with Yankee Stadium being such a hitter's park, both offenses, the Dodgers especially, putting a ton of traffic on base. Both teams, I think, there's going to be chances for both teams to kind of come back, both teams to have chances to kind of have crooked innings in this game. So I don't want to lay, the minus 130, minus 135 with the Yankees because the Dodgers are the better team and I could see them close it out tonight. But if we get one of these teams on the run line tonight, guys, plus 2.5, plus 3.5, somewhere around that range, I think that would be a good way to bet game 5 tonight.
Looking forward to it, PJ, and looking forward to an unbelievable weekend of action in football, both college and pro. And we've got a lot of Penn State fans in our audience. We've got a lot of Penn State fans in our area, lots of ties to Happy Valley. And Happy Valley is buzzing this week with Ohio State coming to town. So let's start with this highlighted game here in the Big Ten. Which way are you leaning between Penn State and Ohio State, PJ?
Yeah, as you guys know and as all the Penn State fans know, this is always the game where we kind of measure if this Penn State team is different than what we've seen years past or if it's just same old Penn State. And from what I've seen throughout the season so far, for me, it just feels like same old Penn State. The one tough game that they had was USC, and they were fortunate to win that game. We'll see what happens with the quarterback position. We don't know if it's going to be Aller or if it's going to be Prabula. I would think just the gamesmanship from Franklin this week, he's going to take it right up until kickoff, kind of make Ryan Day and Ohio State prepare for both teams. The line at 3.5, 4 feels about right. I would expect this game to be close, especially in the first half. through the third quarter. I think Ohio State on the money line, though, taking them, you know, as a parlay piece this week and parlaying them with another game, I think might be the way to go. Guys, it's a big game for the Buckeyes. You know, I mean, if they lose, they have two losses on the season. They still got Indiana on their schedule. And I know Michigan isn't as good as obviously they've been the last couple of years, but that's still a rivalry game, and the Wolverines are going to treat that like their Super Bowl. So Ohio State really needs this one. And Penn State, it's kind of like if Aller plays, probably the better option, but certainly not going to be at 100%. And then Prabula, if he plays, I mean, going up against that Ohio State defense, it's going to be tough. So I think almost Penn State, regardless of the quarterback that they play, it's kind of a tough situation for them. Obviously, Franklin struggled 1-9 against Ohio State. So I'll play it safe. I don't want to touch the spread, but I like Ohio State on the money line.
PJ, there is another early game here. Pick your thoughts. And you know, maybe we're not watching this one, but should we be playing Ole Miss, Arkansas? Ole Miss, number 19, 6-2. Arkansas at 5-3. It's Ole Miss giving 7 here. Is that too many? How do you view this?
Yeah, and Arkansas would be the only side I would play in the game, Gene. You know, Ole Miss has to win out if they want any chance of making the playoff. They got Georgia upcoming next week, so you would have to figure maybe a little look ahead to that game. And look, Arkansas this season's played a tough schedule. You know, they played A&M, they played Tennessee, they've played LSU. The three things that I've noticed in all three of those games, guys, they've all been low scoring. A&M game was 21-17, Tennessee game was 19-14, and the LSU game was 34-10. So Arkansas hasn't scored more than 20 points in any of these games against kind of the upper tier in the SEC. And now here they go up against Ole Miss. This is the best defense Kiffin's had since he's been in Oxford. They've got a good defense this year. So I like the under 53.5. They're calling for some rain in Fayetteville as well. If I had to pick the spread, I would probably take Arkansas plus the 7, but my favorite play is the under at 53.5.
Hey, Pitt just dispatched of Syracuse last Thursday night, courtesy of a handful of McCourt pick sixes there, and they've got SMU this weekend. Which way are you leaning here, PJ?
Guys, that game was insane, wasn't it? McCourt, they had like Pitt had 17 points and 16 yards of total offense or something because Syracuse just kept throwing pick sixes, but that's what it's kind of been for Pitt this year. You know, they're undefeated, but they're kind of, we call them box score fraud teams, you know, where it looks good in the box score, but they're really not playing anybody. And now they're going up against an SMU team that's solid. They're undefeated in ACC play. Their only loss this season was to BYU. And at the time, we didn't think that was a very good loss. Well, BYU's undefeated in the Big 12. So they only lost that game by 3 points. I think what really sold me on SMU being like a solid team, guys, on Saturday they played Duke and they lost the turnover battle 6-0 on the road and still managed to win that game in overtime. I don't know how many teams will be able to overcome 6-0 turnover and still find a way to win. So SMU solid. You know, I think a lot of people are going to see two ranked teams, two undefeated ACC teams. You're getting 7.5. It's going to be too many points. I think this is finally where Pitt gets exposed. SMU's a solid team. I think anything in single digits, 7.5, 8, whatever it may be, I'd lay it with SMU.
So in the spirit of Halloween, a team that has kind of risen back, maybe from the dead, or we left them for the dead after week one, Texas A&M, losing to Notre Dame, like, all right, and come back. They haven't lost since. So now they get South Carolina. And the Gamecocks are one of these teams, PJ, that they're not embarrassing themselves. They're playing some tough competition, obviously. They're 4-3. Honestly, I don't know how you're going to predict this one. What I'm looking at here, Aggies 2.5-point favorites here. What are your thoughts on this game?
Gene, I'm glad you brought up that Notre Dame game because the handicap for this game in terms of just the spot and the situation are very similar. After that Notre Dame game, I think we were all congratulating Notre Dame. We were all patting them on the back, even though it was week one. Looked at the rest of their schedule and you were saying congrats, you guys are in the playoff. Like this win against A&M, you already solidified your spot. What did they do the very following week? They turned around and lost to Northern Illinois. Yeah. You think about what Bama did when they had that huge win over Georgia. Oh, congrats to Bama, going to win the SEC again. Saban's gone. They continue to roll. They turn around and lose to Vanderbilt. A&M better be careful, guys, because after that win against LSU last week or on Saturday, they're undefeated. It's looking good. They have the game against Texas at the end of the year. But, I mean, on paper, it looks like A&M's going to be in the playoffs. So that's what they got to deal with this week, is kind of not buying into all that. South Carolina's coming off of a bye week. This is one of those games that's really important to them to win if they want to make a bowl game. And just kind of one of those fishy lines, right? A&M opens at 3.5. It goes through the key number of 3. Now it's sitting at 2.5. The A&M-LSU game flipped last week when Mike Elko and A&M brought in Marcel Reed, who's a really good dual-threat quarterback, and LSU had no answers for that. Well, South Carolina's quarterback is a dual-threat as well. So I think the Gamecocks are going to be more equipped. They're going to be better prepared to deal with that. They obviously have film on Reed that they can lean on as well. So this line at 2.5, guys, and just A&M coming off that win against LSU, I think it's a great spot for South Carolina. I would take them outright. I think it's going to be an upset this week.
Let's shift gears to the NFL, where we made hay last weekend, PJ. Your advice was very profitable for us in Week 8 and Week 9. We look at a game here where the Ravens look to bounce back after losing to the Browns. It's the Broncos, Bo Nix. Bo Nix, how are we feeling about Ravens-Broncos for Week 9?
Bo Nix in Baltimore, fellas. How about that? This is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, I mean, one of those picks we had last week was the Browns plus the points. Just the Ravens, guys, I'm telling you. You guys know I'm a Ravens fan. It's unbelievable. More often than not, they're a very profitable team. You know, you want to bet them in primetime games. You want to bet them as underdogs. You want to bet them when the spread is close. I went back and looked, and it's incredible. 5 of the last 6 games the Ravens have lost have been when 3 things have aligned. When they played in the 1 p.m. slot on Sunday, when they've been favorites by 4 points or more, and when they go up against an AFC team. Now, a lot of people just might think that's like word salad or that's just some kind of random trend. But when you consider the fact that Lamar's 23-1 against the NFC, when you consider that they're so good in all the other games and that he's just not good as a big favorite, he's 2-11-1 as a favorite of 7 or more points. Like, these are always the games where the Ravens have letdowns. Ravens fans, we always say the only team that can beat the Ravens is the Ravens. And more often than not, these are the games that they lose, right? Like, they don't lose to the best teams. You know, they beat the Bills. They beat the Niners. They beat all these good teams. It's Jameis and the Browns. It's Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. It's the Raiders in Week 2. Like, these are the games where they struggle. They got a tough game with Cincinnati coming on a short week on Thursday. You know, I know Bo Nix isn't great. The Ravens' secondary is terrible, fellas. So I think he's going to be able to make some plays. You know, Denver's defense is good as well. Lamar and the Ravens have just shown us time and time again, when they're big favorites like this in this early time slot, not to back them. So I'll take Denver plus the points on Sunday.
PJ Glass, your host of Send It In, which you can hear weekdays on the BetQL Network. Let's leave the Bills-Dolphins for last year, PJ. There's another game I want to ask you about, and we're going to be watching this in the late afternoon window, that being the Packers and Lions. And I don't know when this happened, PJ, but it wasn't that long ago. Like, oh, wait a second, we don't know if this quarterback is playing. Off the board, no line, we don't know. All right, well, I don't know how to play this, not knowing the status here at Jordan Love. I would think he would go up, but then again, it's a groin injury. Who the heck knows? So what would be your advice here about Lions and Packers?
Right. So that's what makes it tough, Gene, right? Is right now odds makers are kind of playing the line like in the middle. So it's at like 3.5. You figure if Love's ruled out, it probably goes up to 4.5. If he's ruled in, it probably goes to 2, maybe even 1.5. So they're kind of putting it in the middle. I bet Green Bay right now because we're getting that key number of 3.5. Guys, Matt LaFleur is 17-4 against the spread in his last 21 games as an underdog of 3 or more points. He is excellent in these spots. And look, Malik Willis, I mean, he was terrible in Tennessee, but what we've seen so far with Green Bay, with LaFleur, more than capable. The reason I love this game, though, is because it's Jared Goff outside. The reason I like the Lions so much coming into the season was because 14 of the 17 games that they played this year were indoors. And we all know Jared Goff indoors versus Jared Goff outdoor is two completely different players. So the fact that LaFleur is a dog and the Packers are at home, Jared Goff is outdoors, no Jameson Williams again. Obviously, if Willis does play, you can get a better number and you can bet it again, but I'm just going to go ahead and pull the trigger at 3.5 so we get it over the field goal. But I like Green Bay.
Bears-Cardinals in the late afternoon window, and I'm still licking my wounds from late Sunday afternoon and the Hail Mary that was heard around the NFL, and all anybody wants to talk about as far as is Jaden Daniels and that gutty performance and the ineptitude of my Chicago Bears, PJ. But we're talking about this game, so I have to imagine you have a lean in one direction or the other, and the Cardinals are playing some pretty good football right now.
They are, and Danger, I don't know if you know this. I saw a tweet today, guys. The stat almost doesn't sound real. It's so ridiculous. Since Matt Eberflus has been head coach, he is 3-17 straight up on the road as Bears head coach. 3-17 straight up. The only games that he has won were when they beat the Patriots on Monday night with Bailey Zappe, when they beat the Vikings on Monday night with Josh Dobbs, and then that Thursday night game last year where DJ Moore went off against the Commanders and Sam Howe. So all three of the wins have come on weekdays. The guys never won a road game on a Sunday. That's problematic when the NFL tends to play a lot of their games on a Sunday. So here we are getting a pick'em with Arizona. And the Bears are in the biggest emotional, that loss was as devastating as it comes. I mean, for me, guys, like, I don't think you overthink it. Eberflus is so bad on the road, and the Bears are coming off that just awful loss. Arizona's playing good football. They've won a couple in a row. I like Arizona to pick them.
Yeah, PJ Glasser, our guest. Okay, now leading up to Dolphins, Bills. And before we get to that, just going back to last week, because there was a line last week where, like, wait a second, PJ, this smells. And you were like, sure enough, you explained why. Hey, take Jacksonville and the points here. And sure enough, bing, Green Bay won, but they didn't cover right in that window. I'm looking at Dolphins and Bills. PJ, this smells to me. It really does. The Bills won by 3 touchdowns. It could have been 5 touchdowns that week 3 game. Look, a lot has changed, I understand, but this game is up in Buffalo, and the Bills' offense looking much better coming out of Seattle. The Bills are only giving 6 at home. How do you view this matchup?
Yeah, Gene, I agree. I mean, it does look stinky, especially considering the Bills' dominance over the Dolphins since Allen's been in there. And, you know, Miami, I think a lot of professional bettors liked them last week with Arizona coming off the short week, Tua back into the lineup, and it just felt like that loss was just a crusher to Miami. And you kind of got these teams going in two different directions. You know, the Bills, ever since that win against the Jets, have looked like the team that we saw in the first couple weeks, and Miami just, you know, even getting Tua back. The offense obviously looked better, as you would expect, but just unable to get the win. So I'm just playing it safe, guys, going with the Bills in a teaser this week, right, and just teasing down on the money line. I think they win the game. As we know, it's tough to beat a team 2 times, divisional game. It's tough for me to bet these kind of games when you don't know what kind of effort you're getting out of Miami. Like, are they still fighting? Do they still believe they have a chance? Or was last week's game kind of their dream crusher? Was it kind of that emotional game where they're just kind of not going to be the same team, you know, psychologically that obviously they were at the beginning of the season? So the Bills have dominated this matchup. I could only lay the 6 with Buffalo in this game, but I'm just going to play it safe. I think they're a great teaser leg this week and just taking them on the money line.
PJ, tell everybody about Send It In, the show you host on the BetQL Network, and where we can get more of your content.
Yeah, guys, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every Monday through Friday. You can watch the show twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. 30 minutes, no commercial breaks. It's interactive, so we encourage people to listen to the show, chime in with any questions that they have, any bets that they have throughout the day, and it's a lot like this, guys. Rapid fire. We go through a little bit of everything. Baseball, college football, NBA. We got college hoops starting up 5 days on Monday. Can't wait for that. So a lot going on. And, a lot of fun on Send It In. 1 to 1:30 p.m. every Monday through Friday.
Now, the Yankees, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but they've been having some of their all-time greats throw out the first pitch in Game 4. It was Derek Jeter. Last night, not so good for Paul O'Neill. He needed a redo. I don't know who they're going to put out there tonight, but if you want to get the crowd fired up, if you brought out the closer, who's that?
What, the Sandman?
What was the Sandman? They would play that.
Yeah, I remember
who's
that guy.
Guy?
Mariano Rivera, boys. They want to bring out Mariano. That that might get the crowd rocking tonight.
PJ, you were a good man. Thank you.
Love you guys. That's awesome.
Pretty good. PJ Glasser is the host of Send It In.
Oh, God bless Baltimore. I mean, you know, I don't view it as a bit. Like, when Kirkchin loses his mind as Van Pelt is just hammering him with Baltimore accent names, it's hilarious. It is the funniest accent. Yeah, it is the funniest accent anywhere. It cracks me up every time I hear it.
And again, if you're new to the show, PJ had only been on with us a couple months. Honestly, I had no idea where he was from, didn't know his roots, anything else. And he's doing this, and he's talking about the Women's World Cup. Remember the women? They went over to New Zealand. He's talking about Megan Rapinoe. I'm like, wait, time out. Who?
You know, Megan Rapinoe. Oh, Megan Rapinoe? Yeah, Megan Rapinoe. Oh, okay. We did a whole bracket in March of just names that are fun to say with the Baltimore accent. The Baltimore accent bracket. And if you're wondering, the champion, defending champion, former Olympic medalist, Apollo Anton Ono. Apollo Anton Ono was the champion. I think Dante DiVincenzo was in there. Certainly Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was a legend. Yeah. Placido Polanco. How do you forget about that guy? Yeah, so we like having some fun with PJ. And we also love PJ because he gives us some winners. And if you tail him, you're probably going to end up in the green by the end of your weekend. College and pro football, some Major League Baseball as well with Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Let's get to our next guest here next hour, Greg Thompson, cover one. We'll talk a little bit about the Bills and their matchup with Miami. We'll talk a little bit about the roster construction here, not just in the immediate future with the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday, but also the long-term future for some of these star players for the Buffalo Bills with Greg Thompson. Before we get to him, let's give away a free pair of tickets now to see Dweezil Zappa. His guitar wants to kill your mama, and he's coming to Kodak Center April 15th, 2025. Tickets for that go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday. You can win a free pair now to see Dweezil Zappa at Kodak Center when you call 866-4FAN. Let's go with caller 5, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.